Did you have a place for the small grain? I think you mentioned something.
We'd call that a crib that we kept our corn and hay
and
cottonseed hulls and cottonseed meal. And sometimes we'd feed the cows just the cotton seeds with the everything in it, you see. And then we had the cottonseed meal, we called. They separated the seeds, the meal from the seed. What I mean, I don't know what the process is called, but we would have cottonseed meal and cottonseed hulls that sometimes we would feed the cow the hulls and sprinkle the meal over it. I don't know why, but they seemed to think that was a little better than just the pure everything altogether, the cottonseed. They couldn't eat as much cottonseed as it could the hulls with the meal sprinkled out.
And the hulls would have nourishment also, I suppose.
Yes, I guess so.
And in the upper part of the barn, you say you're in the house, you call that an attic, but...
It's usually where we had the hay.
And what would you call that section of the barn?
I don't recall.
In the house, you call that area an attic.
Attic,
right?
Yes.
But in the barn, would you call it the loft?
Loft, sure. We'd call it the loft.
Distinction? Uh-huh. And did anyone ever call the area where they kept their cows outside to milk? Was that a cow pen, cow lot, milk gap, anything like that?
Well, in the summer, we would milk them out, and we'd just call it the lot. We'd milk them in the barnyard or the lot.
Mm-hmm. Would you tell me more about the chickens? Where did they stayed in the chicken house? What was the little thing that you would, where you put a hen that wanted to set?
Well, we would have the nest. We call that the hen nest. And we'd put about 15 eggs in there when the old biddy wanted to set. And she would set on them faithfully.
And would you take her out of the chicken coop, out of the chicken house, and put her in a small place by herself?
No, we always just let them stay in their nest until the chickens hatched. Then we had what they called chicken coops. And we put them in there until the chickens was...
Oh, I see. After they were hatched, I see. Mm-hmm. And you called the setting hen a biddy? Is that more?
Yes.
That's interesting. Some people call them a broody hen.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's really what they are.
And the feeding time, would you describe that for both the cattle and the chickens and the guineas?
Well, it was morning and night.
Mm-hmm. How would you talk about it? You say, well, it's...
Go feed the chickens and go milk the cow is just what we would.
Would you
or the morning chores.
Sure. So that the time to feed the chickens.
Feed the chickens, yeah.
That would be chore time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what was the collective word for all of the cows, the horses, the mules, everything? And also the collective word for the guineas, the ducks, the geese, the chickens?